Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. My name is Lisa Urbanski, and I am the co-host of the show. I am joined today by Debbie Adams. Debbie Adams grew up with a deep love for books, and she often visited local libraries every weekend to discover her next adventure through reading. She believes that books have the power to transport you to different places and experiences without ever leaving home. And I think she's right. Called by God to write inspirational faith-based books, Debbie aims to uplift and encourage others through her heartfelt writing. So she is the author of three books. Three, they're all different. One is called Unlocking the Code to Bliss. The other one is called Divine Promises. And the other one, and the title, which is my personal favorite, is called Straighten Your Crown. Debbie is, someone who provides a beacon of hope for people that are going through rough times. And I'm so excited to, talk with her today about that. Now, before we get started, I just want to send a quick shout out to our sponsors, Spreaker and iHeartRadio. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. And to our listeners, thank you so much for listening to us and for, joining in on the conversation. If you haven't already, please like, subscribe, follow, do all the things, leave us comments, and we will be sure to get back to you. Debbie, welcome back to the show. You're coming in from Tennessee, you said. How are you doing today?
Doing great. It's springtime in Tennessee, and so I am doing great.
When the last time you and I spoke, we talked about spring and what that means in terms of letting go of the old and welcoming in the new. So I'm glad to hear that it's warming up over there.
Yes, definitely. I love the warm weather. I'm not a cold weather person.
Oh, you're not? Are you one
No.
of those people that really needs the sun?
Yes. Wintertime is, I can handle fall, but wintertime is just not my favorite season at all.
Yeah, absolutely. I you and I unite on that front. I'm a warm weather girl for sure, for sure. So today we're going to talk about finding faith in everyday life. And I guess my first question for you, if you don't mind us jumping in, is what does faith mean to you personally, outside of religion or tradition, or what does faith mean to you just in general?
Since I am a faith author, inspirational faith author, that is a good question. And faith to me is believing in something or believing in someone in with your heart and believing that, say, something is going to happen or somebody is going to perform. Something in your life, and my faith is in God. And so I believe that what I can't do, that God can do, and he is the greater being. And so what we don't understand in our human hearts, my faith says that God understands everything and he will get you through any situation in life that you're going through. And believe me, he has gotten me through plenty in my life.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So, did you grow up with faith? Was it part of who you were growing up? Your family grew up with faith?
Yes, when I was growing up, we went to church and that was part of our life. I knew about faith, but I don't think I really had true faith until later on in my life. But as a child, yes, I did grow up with faith all around me. I don't think as a child, maybe I didn't truly understand the concept of faith until I had gotten older. And then, you can lose your faith because I have lost it, for about a year. I was going through stuff and, I'll say I lost it. But then I got back in close relationship with God And that's where you need to be to have strong faith. And I believe, right now that my faith is strong. And God has called me, to write faith books. So, that's why I thought this would be a good subject to talk about today, because we just had Easter this past weekend, and we need to have faith to trust in God, and believe like his word says that he was crucified on the cross and then rose again the third day. And in order to believe what his word says, you've got to have faith.
You have to have faith. So what is it? What do you mean by you found your faith later in life?
I think as a child, I went to church, with my parents and all of my relatives, but I don't think I truly had an understanding of how faithful God was in my life. And that's what I meant by finding my faith, because as a child going to church, you know about God. You might accept him into your heart, and then he's living inside of you. But I don't think I fully understood the concept of faith and how faithful God can be in our lives. If we just believe and trust in him, he can do miraculous things in our lives. And so that's what I meant when I found it, because it's always been there, but I just had to realize that it is there.
That's amazing. So let's talk about finding faith in everyday life. And I know you wrote your three books and with these concepts. And so can you talk about what that means to you and how we can encourage the audience to find their faith in everyday life?
Everyone is going to go through situations, and you're going to be disheartened, with certain things. You might, like I went, well, I went through cancer, and a lot of people have, went through cancer, heart issues, whatever. And when you don't have faith that everything is going to be okay, I mean, that's a hard place to be in. And I went through 2 years straight of just everything happening in my life. And you've heard me say this before, but I went through cancer, losing my job, then losing my husband. And I think losing my husband was the hardest part. And that's when my faith kind of got to the side, and I was trying to do things with my own brain, not with God, asking God to help me. But that's what I'm talking about, having strong faith or not strong faith. And then when you get back in relationship with God, believing God, then you can feel the faith inside of you, because God gives you an inner strength. And I talk about a lot about that in my books, and especially this book right here, Straighten Your Crown. I talk about the
Want to show us that again?
I talk about inner strength.
There we
Okay.
go.
Okay.
Very
And
nice.
yes, and that had you said that was one of your favorite books. That's got to be one of my favorites too. And I talk about a lot of things in there, and I talk about confidence, inner strength, and in order to have those, you have to be using faith in your everyday situations, your everyday challenges. I mean, whether people believe in God or not, God created us all, and God is still there watching over people that don't even believe in him. And he's doing things, to help them see that, hey, I'm still here. I'm not, sitting up in heaven reading a newspaper. I'm still here. And so what I'm trying to get across in my books is, and today is, have faith. Don't get downheartened, depressed over whatever situation you're in, whether it's a physical, sickness, or maybe a death in the family, which I know that's hard. I've been through several. But whatever you're going through, keep your faith in God and keep looking up and call out to God. If you don't believe in God, just call out to him. He will answer. And he will give you the faith that you need to get over whatever hurdle or situation is in your life.
Thank you so much for sharing about your experience and the things that you've been through. And thank you so much for creating a piece of art in the form of a novel that people can refer to and read your story and your version of how to bounce back from that. And it's not even bouncing back, it's about transforming into somebody new. But having that faith and of being a new person and holding on to that you're going to be okay. So
Yes.
walk us through writing the books. Talk to us a little bit about what is Straighten Your Crown about, and how is it laid out, and the different chapters, and what does it cover? What can people expect from reading it?
Straighten your crown. I'll show it again. One of my good friends that I work with, she painted this cover, and not knowing what I was going to talk about in this book. And I am so thankful for her name is Stella, and I'm so thankful for Stella for just out of the blue, she offered to paint the cover, and it just amazed me. And Straighten Your Crown came about. God just gave me that. I was talking to a friend, a neighbor actually, and I don't even remember what we were talking about, but I think one of us was having situations going on or something. And my neighbor just casually said, we need to just straighten our crown and go on. I didn't think nothing about it. And then, a day or so later, God kept bringing that back and putting that on my heart. And I'm like, okay, is this supposed to be a book title that you're giving me? And he clarified it. And so I was like, okay. And so it is one of my top selling books. And I talk about a lot of different, have a lot of different chapters. And one of them, I talked earlier about your inner strength, how the faith will give you inner strength. And one of my chapters is embracing inner strength. And I talk about, how God gives you the inner strength. But when you're going through things, you have to dig deep down into your heart and find that strength. Because even though it says straighten your crown, it's not the crown on your head, like we have seen Queen Elizabeth, wearing the crown, but it's the crown in your heart. And what we put in our heart, positivity, negativity, bitterness, whatever we put in our heart from situations, from everyday living, it is going to come out in our words and in our actions. We will act wrong to, a neighbor. We will speak wrong to maybe our spouse. And so that's what this book is mainly about. It's how to get the negativity out of our heart and keep the crown in our heart pure as gold. So the words that we speak and the actions that we do will be encouraging and inspiring to others, and in turn, helping other people. Because, I mean, and I know, sometimes people just need you to smile at them and just, say hello. You pass somebody in the grocery store, and that might just saying hello to a stranger. You don't have to carry on the conversation. Just smile and say hello. That might be the best thing that they needed for their day, because you don't know what people are going through. And in another chapter in here is a power of a positive perspective. Like, whatever you're going through, always try to have a positive perspective. And I've been around people, and I'm sure you have as well, where they're just negativity. I mean, you could tell them the sun is shining outside, they will come back with, "Well, it's raining in the forecast." Those kind of people. And yeah, and so I talk about, and I put some examples in here too of things that I have went through as well. And then another chapter, which this is probably my favorite chapter, is crowned confidence. Because growing up, I didn't have confidence. When God, and as an adult, you learn to get more confident when you're doing things. And when God spoke to my heart, what, 3 years ago, I guess now, and told me he wanted me to start writing faith books. And I thought, what in the world? I'm not even confident that I can, do my job right some days. And you want me to write a book and be confident about the words that I'm going to write in a book? And so this chapter, it talks about, how you gain confidence, and how, how you, the things that you do in everyday life, look at it, being thankful. And confidence has a lot to do with gratitude and being thankful and being compassionate toward the other person. And so that's a lot of what's in my book. A lot of the chapters intertwine with each other. Like confidence and positivity and, stuff, and different ones like that. And then I have a chapter, finding purpose. How many times growing up have I said to myself, and I'm sure others have as well, what is my purpose here on earth? I mean, especially after I graduated from college, and I was trying to find a job, and it's like, what am I supposed to be doing? And so now I know what I'm supposed to be doing, because God has told me that he wants me to write inspirational faith books. So I'm on a mission for God to encourage people, to show people how to live with faith, how to be encouraged, and how to encourage other people, and how not to be, down in the dumps, even though if you look at the way this world is going, it's hard not to be. But, if you have faith and you try to stay encouraged, and And I've always been a person that has been a positive person. And I always have a smile on my face. I mean, even when I was going through my cancer, I would go to the radiation department to get my radiation treatments. And they, when I first started going there, they were just amazed. And, they were like, "Why are you always coming in here with a smile on your face?" And I was like, "Why not? I have Jesus. He's on my side. Whatever happens, good or bad with this cancer, I'm not worried. I have the peace in my heart." And so that's a lot of what this book is about. It's about staying encouraged and looking to find the inner strength inside of you and find the peace that God gives us all, because His peace is like no other peace in the world. And when and I can tell when I'm going through something. And I mean, I went through all those struggles for 2 years, but there are still situations that are challenges that, I go through. And my aunt passed away, I think it'll be 3 years, this next February. I was struggling with that. I was really struggling with that because we were very close. And anytime that I would start thinking, how bad it is that she's gone, I would feel God's peace surround me. And then, my faith would come back into play. And I was like, "Man, why was I getting down because she's not here? Because she's in a much better place. And I just have to carry on and spread the word and try to encourage everyone else." And the last chapter, which is probably my favorite chapter, is unwavering faith, trust in the greater plan. And in that one, I talk about a little bit of what we're talking about today, is how to have continuous faith, which me, I've, sometimes when you're going through stuff and your faith kind of, goes here or goes there. But unwavering faith, you need to just stay on track. And if you need to get a friend to keep you on track, which I do have a good friend that does keep me on track, but just to don't waver from one side to the other, of the track. Just stay on track, not to the left, not to the right, but just stay right where you need to be. And God will direct your direction. He will open doors. Oh, He has definitely opened doors for me this year. And He will open doors, in the direction, if you're seeking direction, that you need to be. And I also, and in that chapter, I'm talking about trusting the greater plan. And I'm talking about those that don't already have Jesus in their heart. I'm talking about looking up to God and getting Him in their heart. And that is my favorite chapter. I should have probably put that as my first chapter, but I wanted to go through why you need to get everything else in order before you can truly understand the faith that God will surround you with. And another chapter in here is celebrating victories. And that has a lot to do with faith as well, because you're going to have victories in your life. There might be small victories. I mean, you might be able to have enough money to buy a new car that you've been needing to buy for 2 years. Go celebrate that victory. You know, don't just say, yeah, I bought a car. Just, you know, be overjoyed. Go tell your friends, go tell your family, oh, I finally have enough money to buy a car. Or if you've been trying to sell your house, you know, the same thing. And that is another way that you can have the faith that you need, you know, by celebrating your victories, you know, find purpose in your life first in celebrating your victories, being compassionate, staying positive. And that's basically a rundown of all of the majority of the chapters in that book. But
Wow.
that is basically what that book is about. It's
That's
about, you know,
amazing.
guarding your heart and making sure everything is right in your heart.
That's beautiful. And you know, thanks for sharing all that. It's such valuable information and such a really in-depth breakdown of what to expect when people buy your book. It's so important. And you mentioned, you know, not judging people. That is someone's having a bad day, and we don't know what's going on in someone's life, but just by acknowledging them and smiling at people sometimes is really all they need to feel a little bit better. So I love all of those references. And so you also wrote two other books. I don't think we have time to get in depth on all of them, but do you want to give us a little bit of a rundown on what those are about as well?
I'll do the small one, Unlocking the Code to Bliss. This was my first book, and this is about a healthy lifestyle.
Purple.
And it's, you know, some people, you know, they might think, oh, healthy lifestyle, that's a diet book. No, it's not a diet book. And I wanted my first book, I wanted it to be a book that about what people are looking for, what they are needing in their life. And at that point in my life, I was needing more energy in my life because that was right after COVID, you know, when everybody was shut up in the house, you know, and overweight and eating and just laying around. And so I was trying to find more energy. And so I started doing research, and then I did get more energy by changing the way I eat, not what I ate, but the way I eat, and just going outside and getting the sunshine. And so that book talks about how God made our bodies, and, you know, from our head, from our brain to our hair, down to our feet. So
Right.
that's just a quick synopsis of that one. And Divine Promises. This is my second book, and this one has a lot about my history in here. I talked about the 2 year span where I was going through a lot. I have all of this in here, and I bring out 10 of God's promises and relate them to every situation that I went through and show how God was faithful to me in everything. And also, as the readers read this book, they will see that I will let them know that he can also be faithful to them in whatever they are going through. And I'll just read you some of it, the chapters. And at the beginning, I define what divine promises are versus, you know, human promises. And I talk about the promise of redemption, the promise of provision, protection. And in that chapter, I talk about when I was going through a tornado and God basically moved it from where I was on down the road. Promise of strength, of peace, promise of love, and the promise of eternal life. So that is another good book to if you're looking, you know, if you're looking to get more faith or overcome some situation, that would be another good one to purchase.
Amazing. And where can we find your books?
All of my books are on Amazon in every online bookstore, but you can also go straight to my website and there are links on different online bookstores, and you can just click on the link and order whatever book you want. And my website is debbieadamsauthor.org. And it gives a description of all of my books and prices, and I also have an upcoming blog that's going to be on my website. And if anybody wants to, I'll just throw this in there. If anybody wants to meet me in person, I will be in Marietta, Georgia, May the 10th, and speaking for the second year in a row. And if they want information on that, they can just leave me a message on my website. So I would love to
Amazing.
meet everybody.
What are you speaking at? Where can they find you when they're in Georgia?
It is, I forgot the actual address, actually. It's on Canton Road. It's at a church. It's at a church. But there are different, I think there are like five speakers, and the name of the conference is Being Bold, Being Compassionate, and Being Resilient. And
Oh,
so
that's
So I'm going to be talking about being resilient
and
because,
boy, are you. Yes, you've went through a lot of things, and to come out on the other side and to be so inspirational for everyone is such a gift.
thank you. Thank you. It's all God. I mean, God is the one that has done it through everything.
Well, thank you, Debbie, so much for being here. Yeah, all of your books are beautiful, and we will have links to them in the show notes for people to have easy access to that as well. If you were to leave the audience with one last, thought regarding faith, what would you say?
Always believe in the higher power, God. Or if you don't believe in God, believe in something. Believe that there is something better at the end of the rainbow. That would be that. I mean, just keep the faith and stay strong. That would be what I would want people to know.
Well, you just told our audience, so you're gonna spread. You spread the word. You spread the word. Thank you so much, Debbie, for being here. It's always a pleasure getting to chat with you, getting to hear your story, getting to hear your power, your resilience. It's just so beautiful. So thank you.
I'm glad to be here. I always have fun on your show.
Amazing. And to our audience, thank you for tuning in and listening. And we hope you found a lot of, benefit from listening to this episode. And if anyone is out there struggling, please reach out. We have resources for you. We are here to help, and we want to see everyone thrive. So until next time, I'm Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor, and this is Debbie Adams. Until next time, bye.